WJFF, we're Radio Catskill, your community radio station, keeping you connected. And the sun is shining here at the end of the day on Friday, at the end of the first hour of All Things Considered. The sun is shining, and it must be time to talk to Angela Dutcher. She's the Executive Director of Literacy Volunteers of Sullivan County in Monticello. Angela, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today? I'm glad the sun finally came out.
Yeah. It's surprising, especially... Yeah. After all the downpours.
Oh yeah.
So I want to just like jump right into this and say, hey, how are you dealing with these times? But first, I want to just orient people who may not be familiar with Literacy Volunteers of Sullivan County. The first thing that I'll point out is that, unless I'm mistaken and you guys had moved, that you're located right there between the government center in Monticello and the backside of buildings on Broadway and the Ted Strobel, yes, Rec Center. You're right in the middle of those three things right there. And
yes, we are.
And what, can you just describe quickly to people what you would be doing in normal non-pandemic times?
In non-pandemic times, we would have two or three classes going, high school equivalency class, a citizenship class, and English as a second language class. Those would all be running like 5 days a week. And we also do one-on-one tutoring with individual students, as well as run our used bookstore, the Read It Again bookstore. So it's usually, in non-pandemic times, it's quite bustling. All of our classrooms are full, and there's people browsing the bookstore and donating books, and so it's a little bit nuts.
And again, just to reiterate, there, under all those things you just said, that's many different missions. So when people hear the name Literacy Volunteers, like, literacy is a big part of it, but then that takes,
yes,
different forms. That high school equivalency,
yes,
English as a second language, one-on-one tutoring to help people with their literacy, whatever level they're,
right,
at as an adult, and to help keep the whole thing going, you've got the bookstore there.
Yes. Yep. Our bookstore started because our mission is to have everybody read, and a lot of people can't afford it. So our books are 50 cents, a dollar, $1.50, so that we know you can afford a dollar so that we can get a book in your hand.
You know,
and that's how it started, and now it's a third of our fundraising is
that's
bookstore.
Funny. Yeah, I didn't think of it that way because, yeah, I always thought of it as a fundraiser, but of course, that's another way that you promote literacy in the community, whether it's,
yes,
somebody that's coming in for your services or somebody that's coming in to fund you, and whoever needs to pick up a book, that means they're reading because you're getting it in their hands.
Yeah, exactly.
So how are you doing all of that now?
Well, the classes are English as a second language, citizenship, and high school equivalency classes have formed online. Some of them, one of our teachers, Greg, does it's called Google Classroom, and he does that with his English as a second language students. High school equivalency is done through email, telephone call, regular old snail mail. You know, we send out packets to students, they send them back. So we've got, a lot of our students are still participating, and our tutors are still tutoring. And it's just taken on a new form. You know, the way our kids are going to school now, it's exactly what we had to do with literacy.
Yeah.
It all went online and by mail.
It's just that one-on-one tutoring, there was something really special about that dynamic of helping somebody with that reading, you know, and or with English as a second language, just being there with having somebody. And you train up volunteers from the community,
yes,
to do that kind of work. So now they're doing that remotely, essentially.
Yes. Our training is actually, we've had a new tutor sign up today, and he's getting trained online. So all of the training comes online. And that's the one benefit of the cyber community, I guess. So while we're waiting for things to get back to normal, even though a lot of our tutors and students, the older generations, they're doing it by phone. They picked up a book that they could both look at, and they do it by phone with each other. So that's kind of nice too.
Wow, that's great.
But the only thing that's hurting, obviously, is that our bookstore is shuttered.
Right, so you don't, you don't have that foot traffic, but more importantly, you don't have those funds coming
we
in.
Yeah, although what we have been doing the best of my ability is if somebody emails me on our Facebook page and says, "I would love if you have this book," I can find that book and put it outside for them, and they can come pick it up, like touchless ordering.
Right, right. Or but let somebody you say, know? Like, hey, listen, I want a few books that are like X, Y, and Z, or I want, you know, a couple books on gardening or a couple books on sci-fi. You might be able to grab a couple. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been doing that, and if anybody needs more information on that, they can go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
And I talk about it there. Because every little bit helps, and, you know, it's like I said, it's that bookstore, the revenue from the bookstore funds a third of our program, and we're coming into our busiest time of year.
Wow, and it won't be there. So it's really going to have an impact on your bottom line.
It's going to have a major impact on our bottom line.
Are you able to avail yourself of any of the emergency funding that's been coming through as a nonprofit? Like, there's things that have been coming through, like the SBA and things like that. Are you in touch with anybody at the county level, or the Sullivan County Visitors Association, or any other granting agencies? Has anybody stepped up, or have you talked to anyone?
Well, at the moment, we tried for the payroll protection, and we're in the queue.
Okay.
So that was gone before it even started.
Yeah.
But as far as a small business loan, we're holding off on those loans and grants until it becomes more pressing, because we have a little bit in reserves, and we don't want to take from somebody who's only 2 weeks away from closing their doors.
Right.
Because our community steps up so wonderfully.
Wow.
That, you know, those small business loans will be there in a month or two. So I'm holding off to see just how much this affects us.
Okay. And in the meantime, you're letting people know that you're still doing what you guys are doing. And
exactly.
You're adapting as much as you can. And you even have the ability to get people some books if they want or need.
Yes.
And they can do that by getting a hold of you through Facebook. While we've got you, let's take a moment, because, again, I wanted people to just get a understanding of what it is that you do, because I don't think people always realize how many different things you do there. But also,
right.
I think people don't realize the need. What is the need in the community, and how literacy impacts the quality of life for people who are coming to you?
Right. Well, at our last census, which, by the way, we should all do our census. At our last census, we stand at about 25% of our adults in Sullivan County didn't have a high school diploma. And that affects people in their future earnings by hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And now in this, you know, in our environment now, you can't even get a job anymore without a high school diploma, equivalency or otherwise. So getting that is a big factor, plus helping the parents help their children with their homework.
Especially, you know, now that parents are doing that more than ever, too. Now they really need their parents. But you're just saying, like, that's just a day-to-day part of life. You've got kids,
exactly.
And you're struggling with reading or the informational content, and your kids need that help.
Exactly. And also, our children look up to us. If we're not doing it, our children don't see the desire. It's like if a parent has a love of books, the children tend to pick up the love of books. If parents never read, children might not ever read. So it's really, and that's the other thing with the bookstore, is putting the books in the hands of the children for them to be able to touch them and start to love them. And, you know, that helps with that love of reading. But even now, especially now, like you said, with we're homeschooling our children. If, as a parent, if you or someone you know needs help helping your children, we're here for you. I have tutors that are on staff that are, you know, waiting for a student, and they can help you on the phone. They can help you on FaceTime, Zoom. There are so many ways to tutor that if a parent, we can help the children. That's not our mission, but we can help the parent help the child.
And you're talking about, we're talking about adults here, and we're talking about adults of any age, correct?
Yep, adults out of high school, 16 and above, as long as they're out of school. If they're still in the school system, we cannot legally help them. But as they're 16 and above and they're out of school, that's who we service.
So I know you have an obligation to protect individuals' privacy, but without giving anybody away, is there anything you can tell us about the impact that you've had on anybody's life or anything that they've told you about what it means to them to have literacy volunteers there?
Yes. I'll give you two examples. I have one student, I'll change her name. She came into our high school equivalency program. Her name was Mary. Last year, and she had been homeschooled, but she didn't pay attention, and she didn't have enough to be able to go through the old-fashioned way. So she came to us for a year, and Mary got her high school equivalency diploma, and now she was in Sullivan County Community College going for her nurse's aide degree.
Wow.
We also had a husband and wife couple that recently got their citizenship together. They came through our citizenship class, so now they're proud citizens. And you know, we have just in the past 6 months, we've had 6 citizens come through our program in Sullivan County.
That's great.
And I've had 7 high school equivalency students get their diplomas in the past year, and 4 of them went on to college.
Wow, that's all.
So definitely.
Yeah.
Our teachers are the best, and they change. And as my citizenship class teacher Greg says, we change lives. And you can see it in the, you know, people, they come in and they're unsure and they're shy. I had one student, Joe, he wouldn't even look you in the eye when he first started. And at the end, he got his high school equivalency diploma, and he's a different person.
What would you say is the biggest misconception people might have that you'd like to clear up for them about what you do and the services you provide?
I don't know if it's a misconception or just the fact that, you know, a lot of times people are too embarrassed to come. They think, well, I can read a little, so I don't need help. Or I'm too old. I'm too old to learn new. I'm too old to change. That's a big one, too. It's like you're never too old. You know, and if anybody can get a little better. And our tutors, if you're interested in being a tutor, the time commitment on tutoring is only, it could be as little as 1 hour a week or as much as 10, depending on what you want to put in. And you don't have to be a teacher.
Okay, so
we
let's
give you online training, over 12 hours of training. You don't have to be a teacher. You don't even have to have a college degree.
Are you taking volunteers at this time, given that we're in crisis mode? Wow, okay.
For tutoring, yes.
Okay.
Because like I said, we do our tutoring online. We do our training online. So I have a gentleman going through it right now.
Okay,
we definitely do it.
We're gonna
students too.
Good. We're gonna have to get going, but I just want to remind people that we're talking about, this is the Literacy Volunteers of Sullivan County. They're on Facebook at facebook.com/LVASCNY, or you can just search Literacy Volunteers of Sullivan County. And Angela, is your phone number 794-0017?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'm going to give that again and a little bit slower and a couple times. So we're talking about 845-794-0017. That's 794-0017, 845-794-0017. To avail yourself of any of these services that Angela's been talking about, as well as to volunteer, Angela?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. And also, don't forget to check out our Facebook and see what we have there for you there.
Okay, well, it's
always new things on the Facebook page.
It's always amazing to hear talk to you about what you guys are doing there at Literacy Volunteers of Sullivan County, and we just thank you so much for doing that work.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, that's great. Have a good one, and we'll be in touch.
You also. Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is WJFF, we're your community radio station, WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.